Hi, everybody. Tom Romano here, and it is the Travel Guys. First of all, I want to tell you all, happy Father's Day. This is Tom Romano along with Mark Hoffman. It is the Travel Guys. And, Mark, tell me, what's coming up on the Travel Guys today?
Coming up on the Travel Guys, Tom, the Travel Guys meet the Travel Gal. Seems appropriate, don't you think?
I absolutely do. You know, John Holloway, the Travel Gadget Guy, is going to be here with his usual variety of unusual travel accessories.
Road reporter Clayton Whitehead reports on the 125th anniversary of the Boston Pops, and I have a story about meeting an American legend. All that today on the Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. I'm a traveling man, king of the road.
Hit the road, Jack.
Riding on the city of New Orleans.
Get your kicks out of Route 66. Let it roll.
Happy Father's Day once again, and it is the Travel Guys here on a beautiful, beautiful June day. Can't believe this weather. Mark just got back from
St. Louis.
I understand weather
this morning.
Was a little unusual there.
It's not a little unusual. It would be unusual here. It was, 90-ish in St. Louis last night with thunderstorms, and it wasn't a good evening for Oakland A's fans. Hasn't been a good week for Oakland A's fans. I'm afraid we were kind of following them on the road.
Your trip to St. Louis was part of a very special sports leisure vacation trips that you guys take. Tell me about it.
We went on a baseball trip. The theme was the life of Yogi Berra. And some very...
Cool.
Yeah, it was cool. The gentleman who was on our program as a guest a few months ago, Hal Glicksman, who was a former bat boy for the Brooklyn Dodgers, took us around Brooklyn. We went to the site of Old Ebbets Field, stories galore, and we went to the Yogi Berra Museum in New Jersey. Anyway, we'll talk some more about that later on in the program, because it really has been a wonderful week. If you were a baseball fan, we had a great time.
Look forward to hearing more about it. Got a really good show lined up for today. Some really, really interesting stuff going on. And, of course, the Travel Guys always kick things off at the beginning of the show with the hot news of the day that's going on in the travel world. Mark does a lot of research and comes up with some real interesting goodies. So let's do it. Here we go. It's time for the travel news, ladies and gentlemen, with Mark Hoffman.
Crystal Cruises is looking at bottling its own water. It would be the first cruise line to do so and would save thousands of gallons of fuel spent transporting the bottles to ships. The idea is still in the development stage, with the cruise line working to build an onboard water bottling plant. The process would likely include filtering the water through reverse osmosis, which the line already does, and then filling glass bottles that can be sanitized and reused.
Very cool. And that's, of course, from the ocean water.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Plus, it's not only are they using the water, but they're not having to pay to haul all that water around. They're being able to pull it out of the ocean.
Very cool.
Novel idea. The FAA has asked to let drones, that's the pilotless planes, fly over the United States. They have been asked.
This is creepy.
This is a little creepy. The FAA has been asked to issue flying rights for unmanned droned aircraft to carry out civilian and law enforcement functions over the United States. FAA officials are concerned that the drones might hit commercial jets, cargo planes, and business jets that fly at high altitudes, as well as hot air balloons or helicopters that fly low to the ground. Pilotless aircraft come in a variety of sizes. Some are as big as a small airliner. Others the size of a backpack. The tiniest are small enough to fly through a house window.
You know, I don't want to sound like I'm skeptical, but I kind of think this has been already going on for a long time, and now they're just going to ask for permission.
Well, and the helicopters that fly over the pot fields of Mendocino County have always pretty much said they can see whatever they want to see, but it is a little bit alarming. Let's go to something a little bit more uplifting here. Disneyland has premiered its new World of Color, a water and light show. It opened last Friday at Disneyland. The show lasts 25 minutes. It's the start of a $1.4 billion expansion of Adventure Park. The show is located in the Paradise Bay Lagoon and features a 1,200-foot fountain of water, and light show. There are water screens which show projected images of Disney characters. The show contains lasers, fire, lights, and music, and it took 5 years to design.
And I've already talked to a few people that have been there, and they are absolutely blown away. I mean, they really had struggled with being able to describe and talk about how absolutely awesome it is.
It's just, really?
Like, yeah, it just takes your breath away. It's pretty friggin' amazing.
Disneyland opened a month to the day after I was born.
Wow.
Yeah, scary.
Well, now look at there. Now people can figure out.
Yeah, exactly. Here is one more interesting story. An RCCL vacation planner has been arrested for armed burglary. A 38-year-old woman who worked for the Royal Caribbean Cruise Line as a vacation planner used the company's database to find victims' addresses, saying she wanted to send birthday and Christmas cards. Unfortunately, the vacationers came home from their cruise to a burglared house. The woman and her husband broke into houses in seven Florida communities. Law officials said there was one thing in common with all the burglaries. Those burglared.
No, that's okay.
Strange
like
word. It almost sounds nasty. We're on a cruise when the break-ins took place. The couple is facing multiple charges, and there is the strange travel news for you.
That's the travel news closing music that we paid thousands for.
Probably.
All right.
How has your week been here in Sacramento, Mr. Romano?
You know, we had a really, really good week. For those that listen to my afternoon show on Classic 93.1, a shameless plug for that show, we gave away tickets to see the Legends of Rock, Rhythm, and Doo-Wop at the Radisson. And come next week, if you tune in, we're going to be giving away some tickets to America, who'll be playing in Northern California.
Really?
Yes, the Horse with No Name.
Oh, yes, the Ventura Highway Gang.
You've been down that desert with the Horse with No Name, haven't you?
I had. Exactly. That's one of my favorite groups from the 70s. So you and I are going to have to talk during the break here. Listen, we got some business to take care of here. We have a mystery spot contest, and there might be a person or two out there waiting for the opportunity to win a trip to Hawaii or New York City. The package includes 5 days and 4 nights, includes your hotel and your airfare to either of those wonderful cities, whichever you choose.
Here we go.
Entertainment in Hawaii or tickets to a Broadway show in New York. We have already qualified three of our winners. We have two more. We're going to take a total of six. So here is your opportunity today. There are two free clues that are on our website at travelguysradio.com. So if you go to that website, you can pick up a couple of additional clues as to today's mystery spot. If you figure out the spot, we will take calls after the news break at the bottom of the hour, and the first person with the correct answer will win a consolation prize and be qualified for our grand prize travel trivia off, which will be happening in August. So today's first clue: engineers marvel at me, and travelers love my tropical surroundings.
There you go. And these are the clues that are on the website.
No,
these are addition to.
This is in addition to.
Okay, and the ones that are on the website are?
The ones that are on the website. Well, you can go to the website. We'll give those in about 15 minutes.
It's so hard on us.
Engineers marvel at me, and travelers love my tropical surroundings. We'll take our first calls after the bottom of the hour. Your opportunity to win a trip to Hawaii or New York City.
921-1530, 921-1530, and I always do this. The 800 number is 800-834-1530. There you go. There you go.
Well, it's not like you work here all the time.
I just...
Engineers marvel at me, and travelers love my tropical surroundings. First mystery spot clue of the day. We'll be back with more of the Travel Guys and the Travel Gal right after this.
Welcome to another edition of the Travel Guys on News Talk 1530 KFVK. Mark, we have a special guest today. We are the Travel Guys. We are with the Travel Girl.
Yeah, first time event here. The Travel Guys meet the Travel Girl. Stephanie Oswald is with us, a former CNN reporter and editor of Travel Girl magazine. And welcome to the Travel Guys, Stephanie.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
It seems like it's destiny.
It is.
The Travel Guys and the Travel Girl would meet somewhere along the road. Stephanie, I know that you have been reporting from the Gulf Coast recently, and obviously that's something that's on everyone's mind, and it's a terrible disaster on lots of levels and in lots of different ways, but we are getting perhaps close to the point in time where this is going to start to have a real economic impact on some of the folks in the Gulf.
Yes, it's a very sad situation, and from an environmental perspective, there's not a lot we can do unless you have a lot of free time to go down and help with the cleanup. But from an economic standpoint, I think it's very important to let the listeners know that right now most of the Gulf Coast is clear. And there is no reason to cancel your vacation for sure until you actually do your homework. And, you know, things are changing every day, and that's the one big issue with it. It's kind of like the weather, the oil and the weather. You don't know for sure what's happening until you check your facts.
And I'm seeing that some resorts down in that area even are starting to offer guarantees that would allow you to cancel without penalty closer in should the situation change. So in some cases, depending on where you're staying and who you're working with, you may have a little bit of flexibility that didn't exist before this situation came up.
Absolutely. I've been so impressed with the fact that all of the tour operators, the tourism board, and the resorts, they are all about being completely transparent. They want visitors to come, but they also realize that people are nervous and they're anxious. And the last thing they want is for people to come and then have oil on the shore. So what they're saying is, hey, we get it. We know you're worried. We're going to give you a 24-hour cancellation policy where you will not be charged, and you have up until 24 hours before your vacation to cancel.
Stephanie, to date, as we speak here, has there been any particular areas that are normal, you know, destinations for travel that have been impacted so far?
Well, because of the perception of the media, and it's just part of the business, people, I think, unless you are very familiar with the geography of the Gulf Coast, a lot of people think that the entire Gulf Coast has been soaked in oil, but the reality is that most of it has not even been touched. And places like Destin right now are seeing cancellations, but the reality is that most of the Emerald Coast is still very much emerald. Pensacola, there has been, you know, some oil found on the beach. And I was just down there, I was just in Destin about a month ago, a little less than a month ago, mid-May, and it was beautiful, absolutely gorgeous, and people were cautiously optimistic. So they were very concerned about what's happening in other parts of the Gulf of Mexico, but they were also realizing that right now is a good time to be at the beach because the resorts and everyone, they're so excited to have visitors, and they really, you know, they want people to come and enjoy everything else there.
I guess the really unknown factor in all of this is that hurricane season is coming.
Yes, it actually started.
Yeah.
Hurricane season starts June 1st. Isn't that crazy?
It's bizarre, and nobody really knows what will happen if a huge storm comes out into the Gulf and hits into one of those big plumes of oil that's floating out there and where it may end up. And I sometimes wonder, I guess I was stuck in Washington, D.C., Stephanie, during one of the great snowstorms this year, and it caused me to realize that a lot of people in the tourism industry and the hospitality industry, those people had to stay 2-3 days in a hotel in order to take care of us. You've got people in the hospitality industry who are probably on pins and needles down there in the Gulf because they just have, I mean, how would you possibly predict where you could be 6 months from now?
Absolutely, and that's one of the issues. I mean, because we went into Memorial Day weekend very positive because the numbers were up for the first time in 3 years. AAA predicted over 32 million people were traveling. So that was such a positive time for the industry. And then to be struck by this oil spill, and we've been through so much this year with the ash clouds over Europe and the floods in Nashville. But fortunately, the tourism industry is resilient. And as you guys know, whenever something like this happens, what ends up being a positive for the consumer is that you end up seeing a lot of deals. And you end up seeing the resorts offering incentives to get people to come back to a destination or to get them to go there and realize that, you know what, it's not as bad as you might think.
Stephanie, where can people go for the most up-to-date information on the exact conditions that may arise for their destination? And at the same time, while you're talking about it, for great deals, of course, other than calling Market Sports Leisure Vacation.
Sure thing. Let me tell you, there are a few places. Beaches of South Walton just launched a brand new website, and it's beachesofsouthwalton.com. And the resort that I was at is Sandestin, and that's one of the biggest ones down there, beautiful. And that is sandestin.com. And they also have a beach cam. And I believe, and it's just sandestin.com/beachcam. And what's great about these beach cams is that, you know, don't listen to me. Don't listen to what you see on TV. Go online yourself. Go on the, check out the beach cam, and you can see real time what the coast looks like. So I think that's really super. And you can always check out our website too, travelgirlinc.com. We try to put up as much as we can to let people know what's happening. But each of the communities down there, there are 15 beach communities in the beaches of South Walton, and they each have a different personality. I think we probably the most famous one is Seaside, where the Truman Show was filmed many years ago. And that is just gorgeous. 80 acres of pastel-colored cottages, and it is just, you know, it's just places like that. You have to check them out. And even if you didn't go to the beach, there's so much to do down there, bike riding and shopping. There's so much shopping to do. And all these other activities that, you know, people do on their vacations, play mini golf. And at Sandestin, you can learn to golf or you can play tennis. I mean, there's so much going on down there. I think the most important thing to do is to go to the website for the resort that you're planning to visit or the town that you're planning to visit. And most of them have right now, because of the oil spill, they have, you know, directly right up there on the front of the webpage, they've got a spot that says latest information about the spill, or click here to find out how we've been impacted. I mean, they are really trying hard to communicate with potential visitors because they want people to know what's going on.
So the message is don't be reactive. Just do your homework.
Exactly.
And in many cases, you will find that your meeting or your vacation or your future vacation, we're in California, so obviously people here tend to go to the Gulf in the off season, probably between October and March,
mm-hmm.
When the temperatures are cooler. And this would be the prime time when people would start to plan a vacation out and be doing their homework and their research and stuff. And so the message is that those people who are in the hospitality industry need your presence and your dollars just as much as they ever did.
They do. And that goes so far and wide on every level, not just the executives, but the people who are cleaning the rooms and the people who are supplying the boogie boards at the beach and the people who are in the restaurants, the waiters and the chefs. The economic budget of beaches of South Walton, you know, we're talking about millions of dollars here that these people depend on for their livelihood. Just like when we talk about the fishermen in Louisiana and the restaurants in New Orleans and all these places that are getting struck so hard by this oil spill. Well, as I said, this is definitely an environmental disaster, and I think it's important that we do the best we can to make sure that the economic crisis is as contained as possible.
Stephanie Oswald, the travel girl, joining us here on News Talk 1530 KFBK. Stephanie will be back with us from time to time to update us on what is going on down in the Gulf. She is down there frequently, and as a former CNN reporter, has a lot of connections in that area. So a little bit of news there. If you're planning on traveling to the Gulf, the beaches are open. The situation is changing a little bit fluidly, but the tourism folks down there are doing what they can to make sure that you have as much accurate information as possible. All right, let's get to our mystery spot contest now.
Alrighty.
Here. We've got a couple minutes before the news. Let's take a couple of calls here. Peggy in Sacramento has a guess for us on the mystery spot contest. Hello, Peggy. Hey, Peggy, what is your guess on the mystery spot?
My guess is Dubai.
Oh, an excellent guess, an exotic destination, but not the one we're looking for.
Oh. Okay.
Sorry about that, Peggy.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for your call. Mike in Rancho Cordova, what do you think the mystery spot is today?
I'm taking a wild guess at Buenos Aires.
Buenos Aires, another tropical, lush destination, but not the right one, Mike. Thank you for your call.
Okay.
All right, let's give folks a couple more clues here. We had our first clue for the mystery spot today. Engineers marvel at me. And travelers love my tropical surroundings. Now let me give you a couple. These were on the website earlier this week. Many people pass through me.
Okay.
Now be nice. Many people pass through me. Some would say I'm not natural.
Well, I said that about you.
Many people pass through me. Some would say I'm not natural. Engineers marvel at me, and travelers love my tropical surroundings. If you can tell us what place we're talking about, you could very well be on your way to New York or Hawaii. Mr. Romano, where should these people, nice people, call if they think they have the answer?
Okay, my special skill, giving a number here. I wrote it down this time. 921-1530 for your guests, 921-1530 or 1-800-834-1530. Good luck. We're all counting on you.
We'll come back after the news and take some more of your calls. And also after the news, we're going to talk about the 125th anniversary of the Boston Pops, and we're going to introduce you to some of the world's great travel gadgets as John Holloway from Holloway Travel Outfitters stops by and talks a little bit with us. You're listening to The Travel Guys. I'm Mark Hoffman.
I'm Tom Romano, and we are News Talk 1530 KFBK.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. And I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Going places that I've never been. Things that I may never see.
On the road again with the travel guys here on News Talk 1530 KFBK.
What a spectacular day.
Yes, it is. Happy Father's Day.
To all of the fathers out there, happy Father's Day. And you've got to know that you're in one of the places in the country that has absolutely the most incredible weather, having come from St. Louis. All right, it appears as though our last clue for our mystery spot here has elicited a number of answers. A number of correct answers. So in this case, we go to the person who was the first in with the correct answer. And we have six callers on the line right now, all of whom have the correct answer.
And what was the first caller and the winner?
First Mark? Caller is Lennis from Rockland. Lennis, tell us what our mystery spot is today. What do you think it is, Lennis?
Panama Canal.
The Panama Canal. Absolutely correct, sir. The Panama Canal joins the Vatican, Lewis and Clark National Park, and Mackinac Island as being our mystery spot.
And some people think it's unnatural.
And some people think it's unnatural. Well, they carved it through the natural settings.
Let me ask our winner, what was it that tipped you off? What was the clue?
Well, I thought it was just passing through, and then the engineering wondered, and we went through the canal, like it was last year.
There you go.
Okay. All right. Well, Lennis, hang on the line, and our call screener will get some information from you, and we will make sure that you have already won a consolation prize. We'll give you the rest of the details. For the rest of the folks on the line, thank you for your call. You were all correct, but unfortunately, you were behind Lennis. So we will invite you back again when the next mystery spot comes up in a couple of weeks. And what do we get up next here, Tom?
Well, let's see here. I think all I got to say is this. This is News Talk 1530 KFBK, and you are listening to the Travel Guys. And once again with us, Mark, who do we have? The crazy guy.
John Holloway, our travel gadget guy. And today he has lived up to his name. He has...
What, the crazy guy?
No, the gadget guy.
Oh, the gadget guy.
There are gadgets all over the place. You know, if you want to see the things, live radio on the air, if you want to see the things that we're going to talk about, go to sportsleisure.com right now, if you're near a computer, and click on the KFBK radio stuff, and you will see pictures of some of the things that we're talking about now, or you can visit it later on in the afternoon and see what we talked about.
And if you're listening, we will describe the theater of the mind stuff that we have here. All right. And John Holloway is with...
I'm glad you've committed us to that.
Yeah, okay.
John Holloway is with Holloway Travel
Outfitters.
Yes, Outfitters.
Which is open 7 days a week. Okay. What do we got?
All right. So this looks like a coffee maker.
That's right. Very compact and dual voltage. So we brought converters and adapters, and
so
we're going to explain the differences.
Actually, is the cover.
Yep.
The cup goes on the top.
Exactly. It's a drip-style coffee maker, so you can make your drip coffee right in your hotel room and save yourself that cost.
John pulled out what appears to be the little filter holder, and where you put the coffee off to the side, you put your water in, and... And you basically you brew your own.
You got your own. I mean, for people who care, and a lot of people do.
Looks like a cup at a time. About,
one so. Cup at a time in a few minutes.
Okay,
don't bring anybody with you.
This looks like a travel iron.
It is a travel iron.
I don't touch irons. It's my religion.
I know. Who wants to go on a trip in iron? But this is for the business professional who doesn't always get an iron in every hotel room.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. Plus, the other thing is that the irons don't always work in a hotel room. So this would be kind of nice. What does something like this sell for?
That sells for $29.95.
Okay.
And it's a real steam iron. And wow. Dual voltage. When I use that term dual voltage, it means it can be used in America or overseas on high voltage.
And kind of the emphasis of what we're talking about here today is space saving, because this coffee thing is small.
About the size of a thermos.
Yeah, the iron is, what would you say, Tom? It's about the palm of your hand, maybe?
Pretty much. In the iron world, it would be, you know, probably half the size of a standard in-home iron.
And here's a hairdryer that's about 10% the size of an average hairdryer.
That's right. Yeah, and it's quite a powerful little bugger.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah, try it. Look at that.
Yeah, it is pretty powerful.
There you go.
Some of us need it more than others with the amount of hair we have on our head.
Direct reference to the host of this program?
I can tell you, when it comes to taking your hair dryer, women like to have their own. My daughter just went on a trip, and the last thing in the suitcase was the hair dryer.
Critical. We do not deny our gals of hair care. No way, no how. In fact, we have a curling iron and a straightener that look like kind of like a Fisher-Price game toy.
Yeah, I was going to say, what you have here looks like the inside of one of my client's bags. So the fact that I didn't recognize these things, hair straightener, and what's this other thing?
And a little mini curling iron.
So these are all miniature versions of the big leagues.
There you go.
That's right.
So to speak.
Quite well.
So, I mean, you could take all of this stuff. This would save half a suitcase for something.
Right. Yeah. Now, I have to say, though, now, if you have a lot of hair, it's going to take you twice as long to get it done with these micro versions of stuff. But definitely you would have your gear.
Two travelers keep short haircuts, though, Tom. That's a fact. Our seniors, you bet.
Once again, though, the hair issue is not going to be a big deal here. Okay, here's a travel power strip that John has.
Oh, I love this item, because in a lot of hotels, bed and breakfast in Europe, they don't have an outlet on every wall. Sometimes you got to go behind a couch or the bed to find the outlet.
Oh, yeah. In Europe, heck, in the United States.
That's true.
Yeah.
So if you can plug this in, it's got four receptacles and a USB port, so you can charge your digital cameras and so on.
What a terrific idea. That's something that almost somebody like a Mark Coughlin could use.
That would be my favorite item right there.
Because there's nothing worse than checking into a hotel. You've got three things to plug in, and you're always one plug short. You're trying to decide which lamp to unplug
so that
you can plug your computer.
And then drag either the nightstand or the dresser away from the wall to be able to get to it.
The Travel Gadget Guy, John Holloway, is joining us on The Travel Guys this afternoon on KFBK. I'm Mark Hoffman, along with Tom Romano. If you want to see what we are talking about right now, you can go to our website at sportsleisure.com and see some of the things. John, you've got a couple of other little gadgets here.
Yeah.
These are converters?
Yeah, I'm glad we got to this. They are converters. And converter and adapter, they sound like they do the same thing. People come in and they're directed by a friend to get a converter, and then they're confused by what the terms mean. Converter is a little box to cut the voltage in half. An adapter is a small plug to get in the wall. Typically, so many of our appliances anymore are dual voltage. They're ready to go overseas without a converter. So if you look on these chargers, you look for a specification that says 100, 240V, something like that. And it tells you, hey, I can use this anywhere in the world and not need the converter box that cuts the voltage in half. All I need is the plug to get in the wall. So it saves them on weight. And I tell you, we're the only store where people say, wait a minute, I was told I need a converter. I got to buy a converter. And we're saying, no, we will not sell you the converter. You don't need it.
This is the reason that you go to John when you have travel questions.
It's
because you can go into his store and you pay a dollar or two more maybe for something, except that you can get it explained. It's like going to a real hardware store.
You know, a few years ago, one of my daughters traveled to Germany. And trying to find out information about converters and what you need and so forth by going to either electronic stores or places like big box stores that sell any kind of electronics was near to impossible. It wasn't that they didn't have it. It's just they didn't know what they had, and they didn't know how it worked or where it would work. And I can tell that, you have everything they need.
Well, and if you don't travel a lot in information. A foreign country,
right, yeah.
Then you have, and you're going to three or four countries, it would be a lot easier to, even easier than Googling it on the computer would be to go into John's store and just talk to John and say, here's the places I'm going. John, what do I need?
Right. Yeah, because you're dealing with a laptop that takes one thing and a certain voltage, and you don't want to blow it up, and then you want to charge your camera, and you need that information. So.
Well, even more importantly, we have people on medical devices, so it's absolutely critical that they get the proper advice.
Everything from a miniature coffee maker to a miniature iron and hair dryer and other hair accoutrements.
Yeah, didn't realize there was that much stuff for hair.
Yeah. Well, Tom.
Well, there's more. Tom. There's
having
more.
Come from a household with three women, you probably see it in greater forms.
Hardly, but yes.
Larger formats. John Holloway, thank you for coming by today.
This is the Travel Guys on News Talk 1530 KFBK, and more to come.
Coming up in about 2 minutes, we will go to road reporter Clayton Whitehead, who will talk to us about the 125th anniversary of the Boston Pops, and later on this hour, before the top of the hour, you're going to get a chance to hear a story about how we met an American legend. This is the Travel Guys on News Talk 1530 KFBK.
Thanks for joining us here on the Travel Guys on News Talk 1530 KFBK. And again, our road reporter is with us, Clayton Whitehead.
Clayton has just returned from a trip back to the East Coast, mostly to the great state of Maine. But along the way, he had an opportunity to see a performance of America's Orchestra, which is celebrating a very special anniversary season. And Clayton, I thought it would be very special to share your experience with the Boston Pops.
Thanks, Mark. It's great to be back on the program. Last week, I was on a tour called Mainly Maine, but despite the title, we started with 3 great days in Boston. Of course, you have to have an airport, and Maine's a little bit isolated. Boston is a wonderful gateway to all of the New England states, and one of our really special features of the tour was a night at Symphony Hall with the Boston Pops as they celebrate their 125th anniversary. Truly, this is an incredible musical tradition, not only for the city of Boston, but also our entire country, and one that I think a lot of people really know about, thanks to broadcasts on KVIE and various tours they've done through our area over the years.
Now, the Boston Pops is probably the most well-known part of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, but the Pops season in itself actually is not all that long, and it takes place in 2 different locations.
That's true. 2 locations and 2 times of year. They have their summer season and their winter season, and their performances are split between Symphony Hall in Boston and Tanglewood, which is a beautiful musical retreat up in the Berkshires in western Massachusetts.
And so folks can catch them in Boston early in the summer and Tanglewood later in the summer, and then the Pops do also a Christmas concert season.
Absolutely. And I have to tell anyone who's going to New England, you've got to build your time around seeing the Pops. You're just not doing New England right unless you spend an evening or an afternoon or maybe the 4th of July out on the Esplanade with the Pops.
When you were there a couple of weeks ago, there was a very special guest that joined the Pops who has a little bit of a local twist.
I tell you, Mark, we couldn't have been more lucky. I have to confess, it was totally by chance. We have to buy our tickets so far in advance, and we do it before the schedule is even announced. Just by sheer luck, we were performing, or we were entertained by one of our own local musical and jazz legends, Dave Brubeck, born and raised over in Ione. He was 89 years young, just tearing up the piano, entertaining, telling jokes. He was the guest entertainer that evening, and because of this very special season and all the special guests that are a part of the 125th celebration, we had the iconic director of the Boston Pops, Keith Lockhart, at the baton, and it was just an extraordinary evening.
Well, and I had the opportunity last Christmas to see the Pops concert, and that was the first time I had ever seen them in concert before in the Symphony Hall, and I have to... I share your reviews in that seeing the Pops in Boston. I hope someday to see them in Tanglewood. But what a special experience. If you are anywhere on the Eastern Seaboard in the summertime, you absolutely, or at Christmas time, you absolutely have to include the Pops. Clayton, thank you for the report and the update, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Mark. Real quickly, that's bostonpops.org if you want to check them out on the net.
Great.
And a shameless plug for the company. You can contact Sports Leisure Vacation and find out all about this fabulous trip. What, once a year, twice a year?
Yep, we're going to see the Pops at Christmas time this year, Tom.
There you go. And, of course, you can visit sportsleisure.com for information. Here on the Travel Guys, thank you again, On the Road reporter Clayton Whitehead.
We'll be back with more of the Travel Guys after this. You're listening to News Talk 1530 KFBK.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
Welcome back. This is the Travel Guys on News Talk 1530 KFBK, sponsored by Sports Leisure Vacation. Across from me here is Mark Hoffman, president, owner, and all-around nice guy. Mark, pretty exciting trip you just got back. Well, first of all, let's talk about pretty exciting show today. We've covered a lot of territory, haven't we?
We have. We have met the Travel Gal, which I think is really pretty cool. That is actually the name that she goes by, the Travel Gal or Travel Girl, Stephanie Oswald, who has joined us, John Holloway with the travel accessories. He's always got neat stuff. I mean, if you have never been in John's store before, you need to go over on Fulton Avenue when you have 45 minutes or an hour with nothing to do and just look around at the gadgets that he has, because it's just a lot of fun. It's a fun place. If you like to travel, it's a fun place to go to. And John and his staff are great people. Clayton, with his story about the Boston Pops, and it's been a terrific program, and I feel privileged to have come all the way in from St. Louis this morning to be a part of it.
And speaking of St. Louis, Mark, I understand that while in St. Louis on one of your baseball journeys where you take Sports Leisure Vacation travelers to great ballparks all across the country for ball games, you had a chance to have a brush with a legend.
Well, we just finished a trip. In fact, the folks who are on it won't be back until later this evening, since I abandoned them this morning with another tour. They left them with another tour director and flew home. We were in New York City, and we went to the new Yankee Stadium, toured the stadium. What a beautiful facility that is. Beautiful ballpark, expensive. If you've never met a $9 beer, you don't have to worry about it. They've made the beers $10 at Yankee Stadium. Now you don't have to worry about all those pesky quarters and dollar bills and things like that. The theme of the tour was the life of Yogi Berra, who many people know as no more than the guy in the Aflac commercials, but those of us who have been around for a few years know that Yogi was a great player, a Hall of Fame player, a manager, a coach, a role model. He has a museum in New Jersey. He was born in St. Louis, grew up in St. Louis, has a museum in New Jersey that talks about his life and his career. We took our people there. His son, Dale Berra, was a major league ball player at one time. And so Dale, we arranged for Dale to come there and speak to us about his father. And he spoke to us for about 15 or 20 minutes. And it was quite interesting and very insightful. And he said, I have a piece of memorabilia I would like to share with you before you leave.
Right.
And he opened the door behind where he was presenting, and we were sitting there wondering, what in the world could this man want to share with us?
Baseball or
something, exactly. And from behind the door walked none other than Yogi Berra.
Oh, my God.
And so 18 of us were able to literally go down and spend some time with a legend. I mean, the way he appears on the Aflac commercials and all the Yogi-isms and all the things, that it really is Yogi Berra.
And Yogi is about how old?
Yogi is 85.
85.
He's 85. Mm-hmm. His wife is still, he's been happily married for years and years and years and years. We then went to St. Louis, which is where I just came from this morning, and caught a couple ball games. And this is an amazing coincidence. Yogi Berra and Joe Garagiola, two of the all-time legends of baseball, grew up in St. Louis in the same neighborhood in houses that are directly across the street from each other. You can only imagine what that neighborhood must have been like. But it was we were able to meet Yogi's niece yesterday, and we ate lunch in an Italian restaurant on the Hill. If you've ever been to St. Louis, you know that there's lots of great Italian restaurants in a neighborhood called the Hill, which is where Yogi grew up. And it just was just an absolutely unbelievable journey. We got to see great – the ballpark in St. Louis is brand new. It is just spectacular. We sat in the bleachers in Wrigley Field the other day for a ball game. If you've never done that, I recommend that. I know this is a travel show, but just some – we had some glorious experiences on the road. It was really amazing. And when Yogi Berra walked into the room, I – you could have counted the jaws bouncing off of the bottom of the floor. It was just amazing.
As a tour director with Sports Leisure Vacation and the company that you have, and you take people to places, there's, you know, there's things that you count on. You know, you've done it time and time again. You know what the experience for your travelers are going to be like. And then once in a while, a nugget like this and an experience like this happens and falls into yours and to your travelers' laps. It's just got to be totally amazing.
Well, it really is. And we had no idea it was going to happen. And the great thing was we also spent a day in New York City, actually in Brooklyn. We went and toured Yankee Stadium, and then we spent a day with a gentleman who was a guest in our program earlier this year, mm-hmm. Hal Glicksman. And Hal used to be a bat boy for the Brooklyn Dodgers. And he knows everything about baseball and about Brooklyn Dodgers baseball. In fact, we did an interview with Hal earlier this year, and he told us about a story where he met Jackie Robinson.
Great
and one
story.
Of the other, one of the first African American baseball players in the National League, one of the first pitchers. And it's Father's Day, and we've been waiting for a great opportunity to play that. Have we got that interview? Could we maybe find just a few minutes here before the top of the hour to throw that in, do you think?
We have it ready. It's all set to go. It picks up with Mark asking a question to Hal just about that event. In fact, here it is.
Hal, you had a great story about how you had the opportunity to meet Jackie Robinson and then a lesser-known player that I found fascinating. It's a travel show, but there are baseball teams all over the country, and we're both baseball fans, and it's a great story.
By the way, we're sitting here in the Marriott Marquis on 45th Street in Broadway, and if you walk down a couple blocks and then walk over to your left toward Lexington Avenue, there's a hotel there called the Westin. When I was a young boy, it was called the Commodore, and all of the out-of-town baseball teams, both the American League and the National League, because we had two National League teams when I was a boy, the Dodgers and the Giants, and we had an American League team, the Yankees. All of the baseball teams that came to New York City stayed at the Commodore. When Donald Trump bought it, he converted the hotel and modernized it and then sold it to the Westin chain. Now, the story on the subway. When I was a kid, after the ball game, I used to walk over three blocks to the Prospect Avenue station of the BMT, where I would get the Franklin Avenue shuttle. And one night after a game, I'm standing on the train with my mother and brother, and I look over about 6 feet, and there holding a pole is Jackie Robinson. And I introduced myself, and he was just as warm and friendly and cordial and courteous as you could imagine. And I said, could I introduce you to my mother and my brother? So I had them come over, and their eyes were like saucers. I mean, here we're talking, you know, to what was going to be. Everybody knew he was just an amazing, amazing man. Not just a great athlete, but he was a man of courage and strength because of the abuse as a man of color. What he went through when he came into the National League, no one should ever have to endure that. And so I got friendly with him, and he, you know, when I started helping the Dodger bat boy with the bats, I would see him, you know, we would talk in the dugout, we'd talk on the field. And about 4 months after he came to the Dodgers brought up from Montreal the first Afro-American pitcher. His name was Dan Bankhead. I'll never forget him because he hit a home run his first major league at bat. And then we rode home on the train, and Jackie said, do you know where the Carlton Y is? And I said, sure. And he said, well, could you make sure Dan gets home? But Dan was carrying his suitcase because he'd come right up from Montreal for that game. And so we got out of the subway at Lafayette Avenue, and I said, Dan, right across the street is the Carlton Y. He says, well, where do you live? I said, I live two blocks down. He said, walk me to my place. I'm going to put my bag behind the desk. He said, I don't want you to walk home alone. I said, well, don't worry. I said, you can see I have a baseball bat. I used to take always a broken bat with me because I was only 5 feet tall. And I used to travel home late on the trains at night, so that was my protection. So we came down, and my father was a glazier, and we had a store where he sold luggage. And he used to leave the gate open and I used to come down and tap on the glass, and my father used to come out and let me in. So when he came to open the door that night, it was near midnight, I introduced him to Dan, and my father said, please come in, let me make you a cup of coffee. That's so kind of you to walk my son home. So my father made him a cup of coffee and a grilled cheese sandwich, and we sat there till 2 o'clock in the morning listening to Dan Bankhead tell us what it was like to be an Afro-American baseball player in Montreal, traveling with a team, staying in separate hotels, eating in separate restaurants that wouldn't serve blacks. How I only wish that I had a tape recorder of that wonderful get-together. It remains one of my fondest memories of Ebbets Field.
Hal Glicksman, quite a character, and I just have to tell all you folks out there listening, one time in your life, you should have the opportunity to meet somebody like Yogi Berra. I just, it was one of those incredibly special moments. He is an incredibly special person. What a role model to young people and a man who has spent his entire career as a manager. You know, for 10 years, he wouldn't have anything to do with the Yankees because George Steinbrenner fired him. In a rather rude fashion, and it was beneath Yogi to be a part of that. Steinbrenner had to come back and apologize to Yogi to get him to be back a part of the Yankees again. So, you know, to me, that just is a great story there. Sorry, I'm waxing not baseball here on you.
We're loving it. Speaking of which, don't you have a Giants update? What was that?
Yeah, the Giants scored 5 runs in the 6th inning, and he lead Toronto 7-3, so we're avoiding a sweep in the north of the border. Listen, we should talk a little bit about our program coming up on the 4th of July.
Got about a minute to do it. What do we have? Lincoln Highway.
We're going to take people across America's first transcontinental highway. We are really going to go across the main street of America on the Lincoln Highway. We're going to take you through Pennsylvania, Ohio, Iowa, Nebraska, Illinois, Wyoming, Nevada, Utah, and all the way into California, where the Lincoln Highway finished in San Francisco. So I think that'll be a very fitting. We'll be able to introduce you to small town America on the 4th of July.
That's 2 weeks from now, the 4th of July show. Next week, of course, Ed Outland will be here again with his Aging with Dignity program. Coming up next, it's the infamous Grape and Golf show. I don't know why we didn't think of that one.
I don't know, but it seems like a great thing to follow the Travel Guys, perhaps.
I agree. Thank you so much for joining us again today on the Travel Guys. Mark, it's been a pleasure.
Congratulations to our winner today, Lennis Matney, and we'll see you in 2 weeks on the 4th of July.
This is the Travel Guys, News Talk 1530 KFBK.
The top news, weather, and traffic on the hour, on the half, and when.